in lane 2, Lily, lane 3, Riley, in lane 5, Grant.
At Unalaska Swim Meet last week, name tags were attached to benches, 6 feet apart, to mark swimmers' designated seats. Parents watched quietly from behind glass in the mezzanine, and the swimmers tried their hardest not to yell in excitement for their friends, using handheld noisemakers to cheer them on instead.
And so I went on Publisher and drew out the pool, and I said, this is where this bench is going to be, and this is where this swimmer is going to be, and wrote out a list of like what they can and can't do. Like, as you probably noticed, they couldn't scream or chant or whatever, just for extra practice of being safe. So
that's Unalaska's swim team head coach, Delaney Lane. This is her first year coaching the school team. She says, like many things this year, the season has been a struggle for her as well as the students. Because of COVID-19 social distancing mandates and a strict quarantine on the island, the team has not been able to compete or travel in the way they normally do. And she says, for the junior high team, this was likely the only meet they will be able to compete in this season.
And we're already halfway through the season, so it's kind of a bigger deal because we're so late. Normally, swimmers have a swim meet and a time trial within 2 weeks of the start of season, just to get times rolling. And then normally by now, they have gone on 2 trips and have raced against other teams.
Lane says the meet was a chance to test out her mitigation plan, to make sure it would work and give the team something to strive for. Captain Lily Mahoney, who is a junior this year, says she admires the way the 20-person team maintained motivation and grew together, despite the travel restrictions and lack of team bonding activities.
We have a very small team, so we're very tightly knit. And I've noticed, like, people have tried more to bond this year because we haven't been able to do as much. Like, we're not traveling together, which is a huge team bonding experience. So we've tried a lot.
And while the swimmers were only competing against one another and themselves in Friday's event, both Mahoney and fellow captain Bao B say they both achieved new personal records. Lane says this event was a practice run for a community meet, where a certain number of community members will be able to come and compete against the high school team. It's an event that B and Mahoney both look forward to.
Yeah. Community meets mean a lot for us because when the plane crashed last year and we, with the Cordova team on board, they weren't able to swim. So all the community came through, the wrestling team, everybody came through, and they all swam in it. And it was one of the best meets I've ever had. Like, it's on my highlights. It's my favorite meet we've ever had.
B says anyone, from parents to alumni, can swim in the meet. And while the team can't travel this year or even simply cheer for one another at meets, B says he's keeping his head up.
Like, even though it's my senior year and everything, like, I want to be here for the team, be here swimming, keep everyone motivated, maybe break some records.
Lane says she is currently working on getting a mitigation plan for a community meet approved by both the city and the school. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.